Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Donald Charter, CEO and president for Corsa Capital Limited. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and their ticker symbol is CSO. Thanks for joining us today, Donald.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Great, anytime. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Corsa for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
Well, Corsa Capital was a TSX Venture stock exchange listed company, and about a year and a half ago, we changed over the board of directors and brought in a group of people led by Colin Benner as chairman, and brought in Robert Scott, Tim Phillips, Pat Connolly, myself, together with Jim Patterson and Tom Feldman, and at that point really decided to start looking into the coal space, and in particular, the metallurgical coal space. Colin and Robert Scott and Tim Phillips had all been involved in a previous transaction known as PBS Coals, which had been a very successful metallurgical coal transaction involving the PBS producer of low-vol metallurgical coal, primarily in the Somerset County region in Pennsylvania. So we started out to get back involved in that space. Spent about a year looking at a large number of projects, and interestingly enough, we connected with Joe Gallo, who had left PBS Coals as well, and that's where we met the Wilson Creek group of individuals. And they had a business plan centered around the fact that they had a wash plant site directly on the CSX rail spur. So it's about 170 miles to Baltimore. A very effective, a very efficient location. And it had most of its permits already in place because it had previously operated as a wash plant. So that really allowed us to get into the metallurgical coal space quickly. Because as your listeners would know, if you're going to be in metallurgical coal, you really need to have a prep plant so that you can sell finished product rather than raw coal. So that allowed us to get going on our due diligence. So we started looking at the asset base and the wash plant and the business plan that the Wilson Creek individuals had put together and quite liked the story. And so we spent about 5 to 6 months working with them, structuring up how Wilson Creek would come together and how we would acquire it. And that's led to the August announcement that we had entered into a definitive agreement to acquire Wilson Creek. And by that point in time, they had already commenced construction on the wash plant. And so that wash plant is being built by Taggart and has a nameplate capacity of 400 tons an hour of raw coal feed, which with normal expected recoveries and availability should be able to produce 2 million tons of finished product metallurgical grade coal directly on the rail spur. So that's how the project came together. Once we had pulled it together, we then started working on our financing in order to fund the business plan, and that led us into about a 3.5 week financing period, and then we closed that financing on September 30th, which was approximately a $70 million raise through subscription receipts. And since then, we've been working on clearing our filing statement and engineering reports with the regulators. And so as you saw the press release that went out last week, we were able to close on the acquisition after having received shareholder approval and regulatory approval and release the $70 million from escrow under the subscription receipt and get on with finishing the build-out of our business plan. So that's the story in a nutshell.
Right, and that's called Wilson Creek?
Wilson Creek Energy is the name of the operating subsidiary, which we now own 100% of, which is based out of Somerset, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. And can you bring us up to speed on the Miller-Walker project?
Well, the Miller-Walker project is a relatively small project. in relationship now to what we've brought in place through Wilson Creek. And so we're taking a look at whether we're going to move that forward on that front. But right now, the primary focus of the company is, number one, finishing up that prep plant and having it done by the end of Q1 2011. And, of course, getting permitted on our underground projects and our surface projects and getting production ramped up as fast as we can to feed the mill. So right now, the Miller Walker project is there in the list, but we would have higher priority projects now that the Wilson Creek transaction has been finished.
Certainly. And so, yeah, talk to us a little bit more about some of the trends right now in metallurgical coal and how well positioned you believe Corsa Capital is to capitalize on them.
Well, we as a group are very bullish on the future of metallurgical coal. As it stands now, as everyone would know, there really is no substitute for it in the production of steel. So it's a different market, and it's an international market. And we're seeing, I think, very strong pricing going on right now in the marketplace in terms of the Australian benchmark pricing. We saw right at the end of August pricing set at 209, which was higher than people had expected. And I think now we're starting to see pricing push up into the 220, 225 range. So very optimistic on pricing in the near and medium term for this space. In terms of Corsa and what we have, you know, our primary focus is on low-vol met coal out of Somerset County, and we're very happy with that. We think that's a sweet spot to be in. There's not that much mid-vol coking coal in the marketplace, and so people really need this low-vol coal as a blending product before going into the coking oven. So we're very happy with that quality and grade of coal. The other aspect is that this is a coal area that's very well known to the steel companies, and that's a big advantage when it comes time to be selling the coal as people are familiar with how it will react in the coking ovens. So we're not really anticipating any difficulties as our production ramps up in terms of our ability to market the coal. My last point to make is that geographically, when you look at the Appalachia coal fields, we have a transportation advantage because we're geographically located closer to tidewater than most other areas in Central App, being that direct shot to Baltimore. So we have a bit of a transportation cost advantage, and right now we see the vast majority, if not all, of this product going into the international market. So this coal in the past from other producers has been shipped pretty much around the world. So we're very comfortable with the breadth of the market that we have available to us and the demand for this type of product in the marketplace.
Well, good. And what else would you say makes Corsa unique from some of the other players in the sector?
Well, one of the reasons we were so successful in our financing is that when you look at where we're operating, we're doing small surface mining, which is not mountaintop valley fill. What we're doing is contour mining, so we're not really running into the environmental concerns that you read about with mountaintop valley fill. And then in our underground mining, we're doing room and pillar rather than long walling, and that's really the mining technique that works best in this area with the seam thicknesses that we're working in. But again, with the room and pillar, you have less environmental impact in terms of surface subsistence. So we're able to operate in this area very, very effectively. And when we financed, we were really looking at a pretty favorable valuation for investors where there's not a lot of risk here in terms of needing the commodity prices to go up. When we brought and put our business plan forward, we used pretty conservative pricing, and it was really, as investors started to realize, an execution risk in terms of our ability to execute on the business plan as opposed to needing a significant event in the commodity market from where conventional thinking was on pricing. So at this point in time, We have a very, very experienced mining team led by Joe Gallo down in Somerset, and that group has been mining coal in Somerset County for 25, 30 years, and really our business plan depends on them being able to mine coal in Somerset County. So we think we've got the right team. They're very experienced. They're well-regarded in the area. They're knowledgeable on these coal seams, and our plant is well advanced in terms of its construction with Taggart, a well-known construction company, to put prep plants in place. So when we walk through how we see this playing out, and people were getting very comfortable that we're going to be able to execute on our business plan.
Great, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Donald, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management there.
Well, the strength of the management team, I'm going to start with down in Somerset with the group we have there. You know, Joe Gallo, mining engineer, been involved in coal mining his whole career, actually born and raised in Somerset. And so he knows this area. He operated and just before he left to join Wilson Creek, was the president of PBS Coals, which was operating exactly in this area and was very successful. So from a mining perspective, very, very knowledgeable and with a lot of experience. And then we put that together with Mike Savanovic, who's also been mining coal most of his career. Kerry Mears, who was mining coal and actually built about a 1.8 million ton producer, which he sold out to Alpha, I believe, again in the area. So the team's just got a lot of experience in terms of surface mining, underground mining, knows the geology of this region, and are well regarded. And what's really important there, not just in our ability to mine and run the wash plant, but our ability to continue to expand our coal reserve base in the region to feed that plant. So that's a tremendous strength that we have within the company. When we then take a look at our board of directors that we started out with Colin Benner, who's got over 40 years experience all in mining in various areas, everywhere from potash to base metals to precious metals. And he was very much involved in the PBS Coals transaction, very strong profile in the mining sector around the world, actually. Then we combine that with Robert Scott, who was the CEO of PBS Coals, and Tim Phillips, who was the executive vice president on the technical side. We've got years of experience of operating, again, in these coal seams with this type of coal directly in this region. And then both Pat Connolly and John Craig, again, part of the PBS board of directors at the time it was bought out by Severstal, very knowledgeable, experienced in the financial and legal and business areas involving mining. Myself, I've been around the resource sector my whole career. I actually started out my life as a mergers and acquisitions lawyer in downtown Toronto on Bay Street, primarily servicing a mining base of clients, and from that I moved into the capital markets sector and ultimately took on building out and running a financial services company and a brokerage operation, and within that we built out a significantly and very successful mining group and did a tremendous number of mining jobs through that. Currently, I sit on a number of mining company boards and have over my career, so I'm pretty comfortable in the mining space and pretty comfortable with the public company space, and have a fair amount of experience when it comes to growing companies through acquisitions as well as through organic growth. So I think it's a great combination of skills that we have here. And then Paul Caldwell has just joined us from Con Resources as our chief financial officer, again, very experienced with Canadian public mining companies in the area. So it's an experienced, seasoned team that can really cover everything it takes from production to marketing to exploration to acquisitions to capital markets.
Certainly. And what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Well, 2011 will be effectively a startup year for us. We've got three small open pit mines going. We have more mines open pit scheduled to come on in production in 2011. A key year for us is 2012, because 2012 we're really scheduling to, we're shooting for production from our Acosta Deep underground project, our Garrett underground project, and our Winter underground project. Now, those are all in the permitting stage, and we'll be submitting our permits over the course of the first two quarters of 2011, and moving forward to get permitting up so that we can commence production. So the key for us is to get the wash plant done in 2011 on time, on budget, which is Q1 and $21 million, and start building that feed as quickly as we can, and trying to expand our reserve base within a, you know, approximately 30-mile circle of where the wash plant is.
Well, great. And when it comes to investors and the financial community, Donald, do you believe that the Corsa Capital story, your message, and ultimately the company's upside are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
Well, you know, I think it would be a bit arrogant to say completely understood, in only because we're so new. The concept and what we're doing is well known because of other companies that have been successful in the past in the area. There's an awful lot of attention being paid in the Canadian capital markets to the coking coal space right now. And so we're seeing an awful lot of interest, and it's a knowledgeable marketplace in Canada for these things. So I think coking coal is understood. I think what we're doing and how we're going to execute on it is understood. But right now we are basically in the process of educating everyone and keeping people up to speed on the progress on the wash plant and where we stand with the permitting and development of our three major underground projects that we want to bring on stream.
Right, and so once again joining us today is Donald Charter, CEO and President for Corsa Capital Limited. The company trades on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol is CSO, currently trading at 94 cents a share. And before we conclude, Donald, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think that the basics of that are, number one, the coking coal space is a great space to be in when we look at global macro trends and the demand for the commodity. So I think the space is the right space. Number two, I think our market, being U.S. low-vol coal, is probably a 20 to 22 million ton a year market, and our target is to be 10% of that. So we're shooting to be a pretty significant player in that market. And lastly, we are a great growth story because we're starting up. We've got a fully permitted wash plant. We're going to be in production very quickly, and we've got the right team to be able to build out our reserve base and meet our production targets.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Donald, and update our investors on Corsa Capital.
A pleasure, and thank you very much for including us.